Praise to be Jesus and Mary. In the first reading today, we hear about Jonah going through the city and preaching 40 days more and Nineveh will be destroyed. When the people heard his words, they believed what he said and they repented and did penance. They changed from their evil ways. You know, it wasn't just an external act of fasting and putting on sackcloth and ashes. They actually changed the way they were living. They showed God by their actions that they intended to amend their lives. Now, that's precisely what's necessary for each one of us and for our country as a whole. It's one thing, you know, to look at all the awful things happening in the world today and say, you know, what a tragedy. All these atrocities are happening. And then, you know, sit in front of the TV for hours watching to make sure that we get every little detail. You know, what good does that do? You know, we need to repent. It's not just an external act of saying, isn't that sad? No, that's not enough. If we want the world to become a better place, we have to begin with ourselves. We need to learn from the example of Mary in today's gospel reading. You know, to sit at the Lord's feet and listen to his words. This is what is needed, our Lord says. And our Lord's words boil down to repent and believe in the good news. Therefore, you know, we need to hear his word and we need to do something about it. You know, Martha was anxious and upset about many things, and so are many people these days. They are anxious and upset about many things. And sadly, what they're anxious and upset about mostly is the future, their own sense of security. And if that's the case, that means that we don't trust very well in the Lord. And we're anxious and upset, you know, if that's the case. So we need to focus on Christ, because as things escalate, there's only one way that anyone's going to be able to make it, and that's if they're focused on Jesus and his most holy mother. You know, if we're going to rely on ourselves or on the military, well, we're in big trouble. If we have we have only one hope, and that is Our Lady, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. We need to heed the words of her divine Son to repent. That means we need to stop sinning. We need to pray, and we need to get our lives in order. That's what the people of Nineveh did, and God spared their city. You know, America has shown absolutely no indication of repentance. God's way is very clear. Jesus said, Mary has chosen the better part. The better part is right here in front of us, Jesus Christ, our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Now, if Catholic people throughout this nation, throughout the world, started spending more time with their Eucharistic Lord, started praying the daily rosary, fasted, and stopped sinning, we could eliminate many of our problems in no time at all. Problems on a personal level, problems on a national level, problems on an international level. So once again, let us heed our Lord's words. Only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part.